This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest in this segment was born and raised in Long Island, New York, and made a drastic, drastic change in career when he transitioned from New York City police officer to an expert in economics, accounting, and tax planning, which leads us to today. The company is Craig Cody & Company. Our guest, of course, is Craig Cody. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. Psyched to be here.
Absolutely. So, and you have, like many great companies, a philosophy. You really want to find ways to legally reduce tax liabilities and keep more of what your clients earn in their own pockets. Are you dealing with mostly small business owners, or does it run the gamut in terms of the practice at your company?
Well, it's all business owners. So everybody has a different definition of small, but it's all business owners. It's all about helping them keep more of what they make, like you said.
Exactly. Now, when you first go in to meet with a new client, engage with them, what do you look for in terms of this tax analysis piece that you start with? What does that look like?
That's exactly what it is, we go through and we look for in their business returns and their personal returns, but it starts with the business. We look for missed opportunities. Okay. And we typically always seem to find them. And you know, the sweet spot is you want to be able to try and save somebody around $20,000 a year in taxes.
Wow. 20K, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure is. That's a lot of shoes.
Right, exactly. What are some of the blind spots, Craig, that you have found business owners tend to stumble over or they're just not aware of? Blind spots.
Well, the blind spot is nobody's planning, okay? They think of tax planning as they meet with their accountant in December and say, I need to make this payment by January 15th. So nobody's planning. They spend more time, you know, planning the vacation, planning what car they're going to buy. Nobody's planning. Right. Second big thing is wrong entity. All right. Maybe they're a sole proprietor. Maybe they should be an LLC. Maybe they should be a corp. Maybe they should be an S corp. And every situation, even for the same industry, is a little bit different. So those are the two big ones, and they could make a tremendous impact on, you know, how much tax you're actually paying.
In advance of coming to you, for our listeners' benefit, those that want to reach out to you, what should they know or have already in place in terms of information as they go into this initial meeting with you, this tax analysis?
Well, typically the only thing they need to know and provide us with is it all starts with their tax returns, which pretty much everyone has them. Sometimes, you know, they haven't really gone through the tax returns. It's kind of like they're so busy running their business and everything like that. They're counting on the CPA or the accountant who's doing a good job. He's putting the right numbers in the right boxes, but you know, there's no planning, there's no communication. So, it doesn't take a lot to actually get to the stage where you need to do planning.
Okay, good. You know, you do a lot of podcasts. You have your own. What are some of the other things that you want listeners to know about your particular approach to all of this, starting from the planning on out to the actual tax prep and the blind spots and the places that people can improve the way they report?
My approach, and it's weird, it kind of goes way back to when I was in the police department, which was really all about communicating. You had to know how to talk to different people in different socioeconomic circumstances.
Yeah.
And with clients, they need to communicate with their CPA or accountant. If they don't talk to them, there's nothing that their accountant can help them with. It's like the doctor doesn't call you up and say, how are you feeling today? Okay, you got to reach out to him All right. And start that conversation. Right. And if everybody just, you know, reaches out to their CPA or accountant and says, you know what, we need to do some kind of planning. What can I do? Start the conversation. Give them that in to start it. I think they'll all be in a lot better spots.
It's really just open up the conversation so that there's a free flow of information, perhaps all year round, fiscal year, calendar year, et cetera, are all considerations. I wanted to cover a little bit, you know, you spent some time in your profile, of course, on LinkedIn and other places, talking about this transition you made. You know, this is the entrepreneurial side of Craig Cody. I'm a brother in terms of this because I made a massive change a couple of times, shock conditions in my own career. And so I'm fascinated with the idea that you would be a New York City cop, having followed in your father's footsteps and then really doing this complete 180 into, I guess, following a fascination. So I'll ask the open question. How did this happen?
You know what? I was always interested in, I thought I was going to work on Wall Street and, you know, I was an economics major. Where I came from, basically, everybody took the civil service test. I mean, when I took the test, it was just, you know, my dad was a cop. We all took the test.
Right.
You know, everybody was sanitation, fire, police officers. That's kind of what you did. My brother was actually probably the only one that was went out and went into business. And so I got called, I joined the police department. I was going to be a chief. That was, you know, okay, I'm smart. I could do this.
Yeah.
And
kind of a management thing at that level then, right?
And you just get to the point where it's civil service. You have to wait for tests. So I waited 10 years almost from the test to go from sergeant to lieutenant. Mm-hmm. In that time, you know, I had a couple of kids, you know, the bills got more expensive and I started looking for other things that introduced, you know, that I liked. And at the time it was a 20-year retirement. So that was, you know, that was kind of something to shoot for. So I was actually doing security one year and the guy I was doing security was using TurboTax and I kind of got into it and, hey, this is what I want to do. And I went back to school. And then when I retired, I went to work for a CPA firm. And, you know, I had a great run with the police department. You know, I love what I'm doing now. And it's exciting. You know, somebody says, well, how could it be as exciting? You know, well, it is exciting chasing a perp down a street and stuff like that. But you know, when I sit with somebody and I tell them, you know, how much money we just saved them and what they could do with that money. All right.
Yeah.
That's exciting too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The jaw drop. I know that that's a part of the delight for you in doing all of this.
Yes.
The other thing is this transfer of skills. You know, I'm certainly in management and law enforcement. You have to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
And I'm gathering as you are a podcaster. We talked a little bit offline about that piece. It seems to me that you're someone who really likes to communicate and communicate about saving money is not so bad either, right? When you're dealing with business owners.
Yeah. There's a lot of instant gratification there.
What's the website people should know about to reach out to Craig Cody and Company?
So it's CraigCodyandCompany.com/small biz, B as in boy, I as in Ida, Z as in zebra. Mm-hmm. And we are going to offer your listeners a copy of our free book.
Excellent. So a free book from you. If do they need to enter a particular, so that's the landing page.
There's going to be a specific landing page for this podcast and pop your information in and we will mail you out a copy of the book.
Beautiful. Our listeners will enjoy that and get to know you a little bit better. The work you do, Craig Cody and Company. Craig Cody has been our guest, joining us from somewhere in New York City, in the New York City area, right?
Yes, just outside of New York City. It's actually Manhasset. So,
My wife's from Great Neck originally, so okay, I know the area a little bit. We still have
so it's like 20 miles and an hour and a half.
Craig, thanks so much for joining us. We'll do it again for sure. Craig Cody and Company, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Small Biz America.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.